They'd heard reports that there's a stabbing and all this stuff.
And is this the part where you go, I was that lad who stabbed his girlfriend? Every ghost story is supposed to end like that.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Boomchild Halloween Spooktacular.
Yeah, there is a lad walking towards the lanes.
We are, for this special Halloween episode, we're going around looking for
ghosts.
Yeah, in haunted locations.
This is Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah, around Clontarf. And we're going to see if we can find any ghosts. And hopefully get a bit of an interview going.
Yeah, interview going.
So we're outside
Clontarf Castle. We're in the car park.
What's in Clontarf Castle exactly?
I don't know, but here's the first ghost story. It's called Shuffling Feet. And this is in September 2010. And some people walking out.
People trying to listen in.
Yeah. Oh, car.
Sure, I'll hide behind something.
Or is it a ghost car? Anyway, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the hotel guests claimed to hear footsteps in his room at night. The man also said that a shower turned itself on and the TV flickered at will.
How long ago is this now?
This is September 2010. Clontarf Castle. That's the only ghost story I could find. Which
is probably just faulty wiring in his room, in fairness. I don't mean to try to debug.
I think he did that thing where you look at some bold channels and go, oh, that wasn't me. And then they're like, we just have to pay. And it was like, oh yeah, there's actually a ghost in my room. And you turn it on the shower. And so... yeah, that's the first bit. Oh yeah, we'll keep walking.
So that's
the only story about Clontarf Castle.
Yeah, so in the whole history, how old is the castle now? It's supposed to be
at least 20 years old.
Was it not here like since fucking Norman times or something?
Norman times. I don't know. It could have been. I don't know.
We may not have done proper research.
There's a lot of lads over there.
None of them
I was watching this.
Here's the statue of the Ghostbusters there. The big dog statue.
It's a ghost singing to himself over there.
Yeah. So what's in the castle anyway? It's a hotel, is it?
Yeah, I think it's a brothel or something. I'm not too well up.
I don't know. I know you were in there once doing neck domination.
Yeah, actually, I played a DJ set in there, which is fucking mad, actually. But back to the point, I was watching this video trying to do research on Clontarf Castle, right?
Yeah.
And there was a guy, an American, coming off the bus, and he was like, do you see that building right up there in front of me? Like, the kind of, like, little building just as you walk in.
Yeah.
It's like tiny. Well, let's just say that's like a tenth of the size of Clontarf Castle, yeah?
Yeah, what is it? A stone building.
It's just a place where the guard or the ranger or whatever used to sleep and keep an eye on the doorman or whatever. But here's the thing.
Maybe we should have contacted someone from the castle. Got a few stories.
Anyway, the guy got off the bus, right? Yeah. And he got out his camera and he was like, here is Clontarf Castle. And he just was shooting for ages, talking about it and like walking around.
He was doing a video vlog.
Yeah, he was doing a video vlog. But he thought the little castle was the Clontarf Castle. Because he'd never been here before. I didn't know. Like, I must not have seen any pictures like of it.
If it was the castle, is that the worst castle in the world?
It's not the worst, yeah. Apparently there's no castles in America because it's only 200 years old or something.
That is true.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was like, what have you put up
there's no old buildings in America.
We'll sign off. We're going to head into a graveyard for a minute, hopefully, if it's open.
Okay, so we went to Clontarf Castle, didn't do a lot of research. Found one recent ghost story about an old shuffler.
Very recent. Shuffler. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a good story about someone getting beheaded in there and the headless ghost, but
that'd be too big. Look, I spotlight.
Oh, that is pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
We can look upstairs in their gaff. Oh no. I won't do that. Alright.
Alright, we'll sign off for a bit. Okay, we're recording. Okay, right. So we went to go to this near the castle. We went to go to
John the Baptist Cemetery.
Yeah, here in Clontarf. Now, mysteriously, some might think mysteriously the gate is closed.
Yeah. This is the old graveyard. You see all in there?
Are they old?
Oh, really old. They're falling apart. But the creepiest thing about this graveyard is when you walk around, they have the names of the people who died, but get this, they have the address, the house number that they lived in. So if you're walking around, say you live in, like, number 2 Shoeland, and then you see someone else, number 2 Shoeland, that was on their grave, you'd be shitting yourself.
Whoa.
That is not mental.
That is pretty creepy. It's proper gothic, like...
You see all that?
Yeah, it's proper gothic, like, film set.
Yeah.
Dracula type job.
Fucking mad, like, look at all this shit. Yeah, and the bus driver's going there to go to the toilet on their lunch break as well.
So. Boy, is there no toilet in there?
No.
What, they just pissed in the graves?
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. Yeah.
What bus drivers?
Oh, the bus driver, it's a bus stop here, like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, if you have to go, like.
Yeah, well,
you
like...
get the old bulimic bus driver in there as well, taking care of all
Jesus Christ. Bit of respect for the old crusty graves, but...
Crusty graves. So this is actually part of the Clontarf Castle land as well. It's like the graveyard of, like, the castle.
Bit of spookiness and history for the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Now, we're coming up to October 31st. Apparently, that is the time of the year that the boundaries between our world and the nether world get very thin. And that's why you see ghosts.
This is brilliant.
Around the place.
You should be a podcast presenter, Ross.
Yeah.
You're really good at this.
No, but so... We're coming up, so this time of the year, the barriers between our world and the other world are quite, like, thin, so...
Dormant are on holiday. Holiday,
yeah. We should see... So, it's the most likely time of year you're supposed to be able to see ghosts, like...
Wow.
Because they go through the holes in the space-time continuum.
Jesus.
From the afterlife and the...
Space-time! With Nile Rodgers.
You see a few Rick and Morty lads.
Yeah.
Around the place. Anyway, well... I'm sure there's ghost stories, as in, is the ghost stories like that the lads from the addresses go to back to their address?
Yeah.
And then like at the end of the in the morning they go back and sleep in the old grave.
Yeah. I used to know a mot who used to.
Oh, here we go.
She used to hate going there because she said the ghosts would follow her home and they just wouldn't leave her room when she went back.
I thought you were going, at least not mine. I hate going to the graveyard because I tried to finger her there once. Didn't like it.
But, how very watchy of you. Very crude.
Crude.
Well, I was really confused because I was like, do you have to bring them back? Like, are they lost or what's the crack like?
Would they follow her home and do what?
Didn't do it and they were just in her gaff and she was like, here, go.
fair enough. Yeah. She sounds a bit antisocial, this girl, but...
Yeah, well, when you snort a lot of bats at that, so it's like, imagine what happens to you.
Anyway, we'll sign off. We didn't get into the graveyard, but I'm sure the old ghost. I'm sure the old ghost locked the gate. Did everybody?
Yeah. They're like, oh, not to like. Give us a bit of peace.
So
across here.
Right, we'll sign off.
Luke.
Oh, sorry, I haven't been recording.
Yeah.
Okay, so recording. Okay. We're currently heading into the grounds of the Red Court Mansion. It's pretty overgrown. This is a infamous site in Clonturf. Tiglib leading the way. We're getting eaten by thorns and stuff. You say anything?
Yeah, it's
just the guy. Ugh. Oh, Christ. So, and all my earphones are getting caught in it. You alright? Ah!
Oh, nice. You
hit? My earphones got cut back there.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we're here?
We're here. Is it recording?
Yeah. Where's the house?
I know, it must have been knocked down.
What, was there a house there before?
Yeah. Just there.
Holy shit.
It's just gone.
What's that?
I thought
it was some of that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. Okay.
Alright, we'll do our bit.
Hold on, I just...
Man, that scared. I was really scared. That looks very like someone.
Hello. In here. So they must have knocked it down and then let it overgrow.
Gone crazy.
So
man. Yeah, proper scary. Okay, so will I tell a bit? Or you want to tell a bit, and I'll tell.
Well, locally, this place is known as the Hammer of Horrors House. Someone said that there. This is allegedly a very haunted site. There's been a few murders here over the last few years. I think the house actually burnt down. I think maybe that's why.
The wood inside, dude. There's a lot of noise going on here. It's scaring the shit out of me, but anyway.
I think it's just generous.
Yeah, it's yeah, go on.
So yeah, some fella, two drunk lads are fighting here, and they, one way or the other, set them on fire. And I think the house burnt down. That was about 7 years ago. Yeah. Now, we are pretty close to the road, so that's the noises as well.
Yeah.
People walking by. So yeah, we're pretty scared, we'll be honest with you.
I'm actually pretty scared, yeah.
It's pretty overgrown and can't really see much. So the house must have, whatever, the remains of the house
must
have been knocked down.
With a big balcony in.
Yeah, because apparently people saw ghosts on the...
I really want to leave and do it elsewhere, but let's just stay here.
Oh, yeah.
Here now.
I don't know how we get back now.
Oh, it's grand, grand. Yeah, the heart's gone mad here. Okay, well, I'll tell you a bit of the backstory anyway.
Yeah.
So, apparently there was this...
It's a ghost feeling me up here, but...
Yeah.
Sure, what was the backstory you heard?
Backstory was... Jeez, legs are shaking. Fuck.
We're rational. We don't believe in the supernatural.
There's some spooky shit here.
Just some vibes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, back to the fucking story. There was a big mansion here, and there was a family of a mom, dad, and a son, or whatever.
This is the story you heard?
This is what happened.
Oh, okay.
And the, whatever the fuck was, what happened? Yeah, the son went on holidays to America.
Yeah.
And he went diving in a swimming pool.
I heard about this story. I read this in a newspaper article.
And he
got paralyzed, didn't he?
Did he get paralysed?
I thought he jumped
in and broke his neck.
Yeah, and I think he got paralysed and they had to sell the house, is what I heard.
Okay, we got some nice conflicting stories here.
Yeah, what's your story?
My one is that he broke his neck and died in the pool, like, and then when word got home, his mother hung himself, and then his dad got so depressed that he pushed himself off the balcony on his wheelchair.
What I heard was... I basically heard that story, but I heard the result was, for money reasons, after he died or something, they had to sell the house, or they were heartbroken, or...
Yeah.
It's all very grim. Maybe that's why... But I heard the story of ghosts on the balcony. This is a local lad saying this, and his mother used to tell him... This is one of the news reports. After the murder happened here, one of the news reports, lad said he'd ghosts on the balcony. You used to be able to see... Sometimes you'd hear a horse and carriage going... I don't know if the house is that old that there are horse and carriage people going in. But right, you could hear horse carriage going down. What's the name of this road? Seafield East or something?
Yeah, something.
You could hear a horse and carriage at night going down, a ghostly one. But,
Yeah, but then what happened was, loads of people broke in all the time. Like, a guy I used to know broke in, used to sell the stuff. Because loads of stuff was just left there.
Oh, really?
Because everyone died, yeah. So it's just left abandoned.
That's probably a nice house as well.
Yeah, people used to break in and sell the stuff in town, like sell the china and stuff. So a guy I knew used to do that, and then some homeless people used to squat in it. And what happened was there was two homeless people, and one got in a fight with the other. They were up. I think the story was they're doing mushrooms or something, but I don't know. They got in a big fight anyway, and basically he killed the other guy. And he went down to Spar, do you know Spar down the seafront?
Yeah, yeah.
He went down to Spar covered in blood. Because I think he did it with a hammer or something.
I kind of heard some of this, yeah.
And he got blood all over himself. He went down to Spar and he asked for a packet of matches, and they sold him a packet of matches. And he was
so he went and he came back and burnt the lad.
And he came back and burnt.
Jesus.
To cover up the crime, like. Yeah.
But then he just confessed.
Well, the guards kind of caught the building or something, yeah. And
but did he burn down the house in the process?
He burnt down the house.
Jesus. I was reading him, he's in jail now. He got proper convicted and everything for him. I read that he confessed. I read in the Irish Independent Archive.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, any stories surrounding places in Clontarf that are supposedly haunted are very sketchy. But I think that's a lot of haunted places. It's all hearsay and rumours and stuff. You don't know what's true, or stuff is kind of based on truth.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to calm down now. Fuck me, I was shitting myself there. Because I flashed the light, like, to see where the house was, and just everything was just jumping out at me like, fuck.
But I think if we rustle something, it kind of is a domino effect. Yeah. It starts rustling everything else.
What else was there?
I wouldn't go any further. It looks pretty treacherous.
Yeah. there's another story which we'll go into at the back entrance, so we'll have a look at that now in a few minutes once we get out of here.
Yeah, we're not going this way.
No.
Jesus Christ. It's probably an ale. It's probably an ale.
Is there any other information that you read online around about this?
That was basically, you got some of it as well.
Yeah, I was actually here before.
When the house was still here. How long ago was that?
It was probably about, it was when I first moved here, so probably 8 years ago, maybe 10.
That must have been before the murder happened and stuff.
Yeah, and me and my mates just, we hopped in and it was just a gaff, and he was like, oh, go in, it's haunted and all this shit. And I was like, oh, fuck, no, I'm not going in. They were like, making fun of you for not going in. Then we all left, like, because I wouldn't go in. And so I'm back, I'm here now. And
you shot them, Tig Lipton.
The house is gone. Fuck me. that was before it was all overgrown, as I said, yeah. But now, out, like, all these, they're as high as us, aren't they? All these fucking thorn bushes and everything.
And there's people walking by in the street.
Yeah, it's good. The leaves.
Okay. I'm getting all sorts of pollen and shit here.
Yeah,
we can talk more outside. I've just been concerned about the whole time about trying to get back.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure, you do that. I just want
to
take my earphones from.
I went back first. Maybe you should try that.
I went back first. I'm just gonna stop this. Okay, so we're back outside the.
Yeah, this is where the horse and carriage apparently comes out.
Yeah, so we went in a side bush, and then we're out back by the front gate now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, inside, I lost the muffler for the top of the Zoom recorder, so currently you have Tig Lipton's woolly hat.
Just to keep the recorder warm.
Yeah, well, it'll stop the wind from getting in, and I just passed the front gate, it's completely overgrown.
Yeah.
There's another fence up as well, actually.
There's a big fence, yeah.
We illegitimately got through the side of the fence.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a spooky vibe, but
yeah,
it's all in your head, man.
Yeah. I can see all this, like, all the overgrown shit.
We've got
a
cheeky torch
here. Halfway. Yeah, I got the torch.
That was the road up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's been the road. All over the ground, yeah. It's fucking metal. Like, all those bushes are as high as us, like.
But that was all flat, kind of, was it?
It was, a few years ago, yeah. It's just, like, dry.
It looks like a big hill.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Alright, we'll show you the other entrance. There's a front entrance and a back entrance. And a guy was beaten to death here in the 80s.
I came across that in another article. When I came across, initially, most of the articles you find about that place is the guy setting fire to his friend he beat up.
Yeah. Well, that's because that stuff's, I don't know, more factual.
Well, it's only 7 years ago. But yeah, then at the end of one of the article goes, oh yeah, someone was beaten to death out the back of it.
Yeah.
In the 80s. What was that about? Is that just a story?
I don't know.
Is there no details to that?
I don't know, but we'll go have a look at it anyway, see if there's any spooky stuff. We're just walking along the outside of the
side of the house.
Side of the house, and there's a lot of little ways in.
Hello.
The people used to go in, but there's a lot of big slats of like metal to stop people going in, because there's a big kind of ditch there. Because it used to be kind of a drinking place people used to go, because it was abandoned for fucking years. Like,
I'm just overwhelmed from going through all of those bushes.
I know.
It's like, how the fuck? And this is all vines and shit. Not the video app.
I think of the band.
And we thought there was a lad in there at one point.
Yeah, I was ready to fucking peg it. Yeah. And I was like, will I turn the light on and see him? Or will I, like, what will I do? And I was proper, because it's a great place for homeless people to hide out now. So, like, if I was a homeless lad, I'd be sure.
So if any homeless podcast fans listening here.
That's where I'd be living, like, to be honest. Good location.
Well, if
near
the gap was still there.
Are we coming up to the location here where
the hell is that? Church.
That's a church, yeah. We'll be running around that saying, I don't know, Hail Satan or whatever people say. To get the.
He's alright, Satan.
Yeah, I'll show you the back entrance here now. The The back entrance always amazed me because it's like a bridge, like a hidden bridge, and it's really fucking weird. Where is it? So there's a big ditch here.
It's like a bit of. They don't have an actual moat, but.
Oh, they kind of do, yeah.
A bit of half a moat.
It's here somewhere now. Where the fuck is it?
Tig Lipton has his CSI. There's a wall there.
Yeah, there should be a cat. Oh, there's a cat. Fuck, that scared the fuck out of me.
That's Denzel.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not.
Right. Don't tell me they fucking knocked it down.
But that's obviously a stone wall there.
Yeah, there should be a break in the wall. I must have gone. Or, it's here. It's gone. There was a back entrance and they must have knocked it down. And
was there a bridge into it?
There was a bridge into it, yeah. Over there, kind of
moat.
That's fucking crazy.
Good thing the back entrance is guarded by all these bottle banks.
And cats, yeah. that's fucking mad. Is that it?
And could you get it? Was there another gate?
Yeah, there's another gate. There's a bridge, and then past the bridge, there's another gate. And it looked so spooky. Oh shit, there's more backs.
I thought that was someone in El sleeping bag. Now it's a rubbish bag.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a story going around that the ghost, there's a cage thing there. What's that? That's just
the back of someone's gaff. They're trying to keep people out.
Apparently, if you can go into the side of the story, I heard if you bring cans with you, the ghost won't bother. Well, yeah, I don't know. That's just another local story about some lad getting shit beaten out of him.
Yeah.
The back of it.
Yeah,
that was featured in the articles going like, oh, it's the first time someone was killed here.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's been at least two murders there, and possibly, according to what you heard,
two murders,
suicides.
Two suicides, yeah.
I think a boards forum about abandoned houses.
Yeah.
Just people are interested in that kind of thing, apparently. Going like, what's the story of this house? Is it knocked down or what? And this is like, oh no, I think it's still there. And it's like, and then just people going, oh, very sad what happened to the family there.
Yeah. Fuck.
But what people were saying on the forum was that, like, yeah, the son died, and I don't know, they ended up selling the house. I don't know if they definitely parents killed themselves.
Oh yeah, that's just what people told me, like, when I first moved here.
Like, a lot of this, it's just like, when stuff isn't reported on, just any actual, like, word of mouth is exaggerated.
Yeah.
It's like any rumour, I suppose. But, jeez.
So we're going on to our next location where we're going to see
Did I lose anything else in there?
Yeah. We're going to see a white lady hanging out on a bridge, and we're going to see there's some
We're passing by a spooky stone building when I was crossing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Must be some sort of cult thing.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you come from. Alright. Oh, there's an old mace. Tenny is afraid of the old maces.
So that car got fucking banged up anyway. This is mental doing a podcast and walk, isn't it?
It's good. It's help. All right, I'm gonna sign off for a bit.
Yeah, we're going to the Spango Spooky Park.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everybody.
Woo!
Okay, so we're in St. Anne's Park. Is this Clontarf? Would be the address of it?
I think it borders a lot of things. Like it's called Raheny Park a lot of the time.
I think we're on the Clontarf side of it.
Yeah, right now we are, yeah.
I don't know, sure if I've been in this park. It's pretty fucking
spooky.
Pretty fucking dark and.
Yeah, that's what happens at night time, lad.
And just stick a few on lights on it so you get used to having it at the night time, man.
Yeah. Like, we could take out a light, but it'd be less spooky.
Yeah. As I said, we forgot it was the old bank holiday weekend, so there's fucking loads of people, right?
Yeah, I thought we'd be like have the place to ourselves, but.
So, lads, it's currently 8 o'clock at the moment. You'd swear it was fucking depths of hell.
Yeah, it's really dark, but loads of people around. It's really weird.
So, you're saying,
you've
got fucking homeless people hanging out here?
Yeah, like
that's nearly scarier than actual ghost stories.
Loads of people have died in St. Anne's Park. Loads of muggings. Well, I myself have been beaten unconscious here with a pole by four lads.
Oh, that's where that story.
Yeah, it's not a great
park. You're really spooking me out.
That's what we're here to do. It's Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, yeah. It's the people who are alive you have to look out for, as the mother always says.
That's true. Sure, the old ghosts are see true. You can just go. Oh, he's got the old CSI light out again.
Yeah. I think it's even spookier having a light because you can see all the weird shit in the shadows.
Yeah, cause, well, you still can't see properly. You just see like...
Like that tree stump looked like a little girl.
So apparently there's an old ghost story here about a white lady, is it?
There's there's the bridge. There's
you're sending out boards.
Boards.ie. Finest farm. Factual forum on earth.
Yeah, well, that's where you get the folk history of...
Yeah.
Look at everything. The story about an old... Solaris and lad said, me dad used to see the old white lady ghost.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a bunch of stories around Ireland about these, like... scepter, these that's not the wrong word, these specters,
yeah,
just these phantom figures. You see what's over there? That's the fucking road.
That's the road. Yeah, that's the red,
that's a spooky road.
Oh, no, that's the red barns over there. Yeah. I used to practice in a house, do band practice there, and everyone, you could, if you're walking through here, you could hear a band practice because you practice with the windows open.
Grand.
Yeah.
Whose cap was that?
It's my mate Peter.
Oh, Peter, I met.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely chat. Very.
Man, I'm after talking so much, I'm after forgetting where I am.
We're in.
There's Rose Gardens, stables. We're heading for the bridge. Oh, I know where I am. Sorry.
We're over the bridge. You don't want to go.
Yeah. Okay.
We're on the edge of the Lord of the Ring Dark Forest there.
Yeah. It looks like it's a full moon with a cloud over it.
Well, yeah, it was a full moon yesterday. I think when there's a full moon, that means there's a...
The ex-girlfriends are out.
No, it means more spooky shit can happen.
Yeah.
Also, it means something to do with woman's period. I don't know. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, the old moon. Okay. If the moon blew up, apparently it would mess up menstrual cycles.
Do you know what's really... This is a real horror story. if a lot of women live together in the same house, that our menstrual cycles will sink. Isn't that
I've heard
crazy?
That as well.
And they have to drag them out.
Girls we knew who lived in college, and I was like, that's not happening to you. Very understanding as men.
Yeah.
Do you get your old fucking period, do you? So, there are stories about people seeing a white lady ghosts on this bridge here in St. Anne's Park. I don't see one yet. There's a lot of shapes that look like it.
Now, this I've been here countless times by myself. Like, in a fucking heap by myself, like,
why
walking they? Home from places and...
Why?
Just after nights out, like...
Good old shortcut, is it?
It's more just an adventure.
Jeez.
But the thing is, I've never been so scared, which is crazy.
Well, you see, we've got ourselves into a scared state of mind for the benefit of your podcast entertainment.
Yeah. It's mad, like, I'm not normally scared of, like, supernatural.
We just got in the mood, like...
Getting crude. Oh, I was drinking Ronnie Drew last night. Ronnie Druids.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, I just thought it was walking.
That looks like a big old ghost mushroom. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's good.
No, the fuck is that? Someone cutting down a tree. Their house over there.
That's spooky.
Blair Witch Project, yeah. Never saw that film.
Oh, it's just birds.
Oh, Jesus.
That scared the shit out of
me. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it on the recording, but we just heard a whoosh, whoosh. Where are we going? Are we now heading towards this bridge?
Yeah, we are. Well.
It's like a duck or something.
Spooky. Yeah, sorry. See, normally when I walk here, see, when you're in the army and stuff, they teach you to, when you're walking.
Oh, and you were in the army.
You keep one eye shut when you have a light on. But because I keep turning the flashlight on, my eyes can't adjust, so I keep forgetting like where
That's
I am and everything's all blurry.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because just this fucking flashlight's fucking me up. Like,
I'm not thinking how deep we're going into this park. I suppose it's only like 8 o'clock, but it's pitch dark.
It's very fucking dark, yeah.
Like
The kids just left with their bangers. They're like fucking out of here, lads.
Yeah. They're like, the white lady was saying racist shit. She's obviously a ghost from the fucking 1800s, so yeah. She's not that open-minded.
So there's the white lady, which is cool.
Is that her there?
And
this is a gap in the tree.
you can really just start
tricking your mind, going, look at that.
Yeah.
It's just like a random shape. That's
an old. Oh, jeez.
Isn't that a leaf blowing along? Ghost leaf.
You wouldn't want to be one of those got people with a gun license. Fucking shooting everything.
Look at that. The water. The river there?
This, we're coming up to rust in here in the hedges.
That's
is where I was, and someone started throwing shoes at me. It may have been the white lady, I cannot confirm it.
The white lady, she is not a fan of modern footwear. Why am I on the inside?
Oh, you look on the inside.
Hey, where are you going?
This way.
I thought you were fucking running into the bush. Oh, we're a bit early, but sure, she might come out anyway.
Apparently, there's two. I don't know if you read the forum as well. There's a dark lad with a long coat, which is exactly what I'm wearing right now. And if he's called the robber or something.
What? A lot of people have said this. A lot of them are like, my mom or dad told me this story. Like,
yeah.
This is where they're sore.
That's just in there, is where I got the shoes thrown at me.
Okay, and just hope. Person in there still.
Yeah, no, it was way in there. Should they be more scared of us? We could be anyone. We got the fucking NSA light here. We'll be checking their text messages.
Are you just bringing me here for a romantic walk? Are you gonna...
No, it's the bridge is here, like.
Oh, no, I know the bridge is here, but like.
I've lost my bearings because I don't. Why are we trying to just.
Should turn the light on whenever you want.
I think that's it. That's the bridge here.
Whoa! That's
should I keep the light on or off? Or?
No, like, sure. You'll be able to see her in the dark. I don't think she's terrible.
Okay, I'll just keep the
So she apparently on. Appeared here. Some lad said his dad used to walk home and see her.
Yeah.
But there's no backstory.
I think it was a kind of a. They're having shifting for a bit. And
I don't. They'll go shift. I'd say that's a bit sticky. I don't know. What river? Is this a river or a canal or what is it?
A river down
there,
yeah.
Oh, footpath.
Yes, this
now,
is...
Now, there's a few old stories of white lady ghosts.
We'll wait for anyway. We'll stick for 15 minutes. See if it shows up.
15!
Alright, we'll wait that longer.
She's like, I've been waiting here 200 years.
Yeah.
I think she was actually on the bridge. Now, I've heard there's other ghost stories around Ireland of people seeing white ladies, but I think it's just fucking drunk moths out. Dressed in white. Because there's even one on a bridge on Skerries. There's another white lady story. And that's why the bridge is actually called the Lady Stairs, I think, because, like,
really?
The story of, yeah. So I think it's called that because of her appearing on it.
Fucking hell.
Now, we'd be more scared of an old badger.
Yeah, a badger will fucking break your leg.
As soon as I said badger, like, fuck this, or get
out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, they will bite you.
So, we'll keep looking back and see if she makes an appearance, but it doesn't look like she's... saying hello tonight.
But I think, like, if you believed hard enough, you could trick your mind into saying.
Yeah, if you believed any of this stuff, you wouldn't have the balls to go into the park at night.
Yeah, you just get so inside your head.
Yeah.
Just looking forward to what the recording quality is.
Yeah.
since we lost the muffler.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if we heard, like, her talking, like, I'm here, why won't you talk to me? But we only heard it, like, listening back to the recording.
Oh, that'd be class.
Yeah.
We'll add that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in Ghostbusters, the story is, like, basically they're putting a science behind the whole idea of ghosts.
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty cool. They're like, there's ghosts here as well as a jizz. So they had ectoplasm, the residue that the ghost would leave.
I never got the blowjob scene in Ghostbusters for fucking years.
Neither did I. Apparently, that was to sort of, like, apparently that was just kind of messy editing. What happened with that was a cut scene where, like, they were staying over in a haunted house.
Yeah.
It's like a whole scene cut out of the film. It's a bit where Ray, he gets an old blowy off a ghost. But like...
we'll have to watch that deleted.
But like for years I didn't know what was going on there. And then I looked it up and it's just like left over from another scene. Like it just doesn't, it works. It's very weirdly placed in the film.
Yeah.
But I remember getting very aroused by it when I was younger. But
really?
I was like... I wish I could get an old ghost lady.
So I was still afraid of hugging people at that age in case I got them pregnant.
But back then that was the only way you get pregnant.
Ghosts, yeah.
Hugging people.
You have some bit of history and backstory on Halloween, don't you?
You're telling me. I think I was kind of just guessing a lot of that.
That's grand. Sure, that's not what I do in life.
Yeah, well, I think you could arguably Halloween is like originally an Irish thing because it comes from the pagan Celtic festival of Samhain.
Yeah.
Which is what, that's Irish for November, so it'll be in the end of October, start of November. And that is when the boundary between the netherworld and our world would be real.
The netherworld.
Would be real, the barrier would be real thin. And
yes.
Ghosts and demons and shit could pass through.
Yeah.
And that's why kids start dressing up as them, because they'll be like, "Ah, oh, look, we're fucking that. We're passing through the deal from another world. You got to give us some fucking stuff,
speed,
so we'll fuck off and leave." You know, I think something came from originally people would leave food out for the ghosts.
Yeah,
I think that's where that whole trick or treating thing came from. Well, I'm just very frustrated that me muffler is just fucking stuck in a murder site there somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be good, mad if like they're like, "We found new evidence. The case is reopened."
Yeah. It's like, where were you? Where were you when this happened? It's like, I was 16 at the time. Doesn't matter what age. Yeah. Why does it feel? Yeah. It feels like it's getting brighter now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about your eyes adjusting and the whole light.
Okay.
And the whole keeping one eye shut.
Like Enter Sandman by Metallica. Keeping one eye open, clutching your pillow tight. Dun dun dun. Enter night. Exit light. Dun 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 dun. Take my hand. Oh, what's the crack, mate? I didn't think our eyes were adjusting. I thought we just got less scared.
Yeah. So I was walking here, and someone had this whole like the fourth dimension thing, which is basically like there can be. It's kind of touched on in such films as like Insidious. If you remember the scene where like it's the same. It's like it's a parallel universe. Everything's the same. Like. But you can't see the ghosts because you don't have that layer of vision and stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty much just that. I don't know where this is fucking going. But it's basically that we've only the ability to see, I don't know, like two layers of light or something. There's other layers of light
Yeah, definitely.
Shit.
It's kind of like the way...
And they're in a different frequency to us, but they're in the same... They occupy the same land.
Yeah. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about this as well.
Yeah?
Not like... Humans, you know, we've only five senses. We can only.
Well, that's really.
We can only. It's like a frequency on a radio. We're only in one frequency, but there's loads of other frequencies on the radio dial.
Yeah, but that stuff freaked the shit out of me for fucking months. And you actually told me that. Yeah.
Oh well, like you can't like. Sure, there's a whole. I think there's people have written about it to call it the way that we're not like. That we're only aware of a certain part of our surroundings, like we don't have the senses. Like I think people have written about it, called it biochemistry.
Yeah.
Like put science behind it. Very like complex. It's like the way the example Russell Brand uses.
Oh wow.
Is he goes. It's like the way I have a pet cat, but my cat doesn't know the internet exists.
Oh fuck.
It's kind of like. There could be something like the internet that we don't know it exists.
Wow.
We don't have the perception to pick it up. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
What can you do, though? You try your best with your five senses, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Sure, I just use the sight, just the one for me, thanks.
And a bit of smell.
Is that safe to eat?
A bit of the old bath salts.
Yeah.
Remember those few stories came out about people are like about bath salts, that people are like saying, "Oh, bath salts are gonna cause fucking zombie outbreak."
It's
like in the same year, it's like in America, one lad had a lot of bath salts. The fan would decide they're out eating somebody.
Yeah.
The side of a highway, just eating someone because he was off his rocker on bath salts. And then there was another story of a guy in America took a lot of bath salts and went mad, and he just started ate his neighbor's dog alive. Like, because he was so far gone.
There's fucking guards there. I'm sure we're innocent.
What are they doing?
I don't know, just going around. They're going slow, maybe they saw my light flashing.
Ah, they're looking for the ale. They want to buy a few bangers for the kids.
Yeah.
Are you selling bangers? Having a chance to go up north to get some. I remember there was a Waterford Whispers headline. It's like Jerry Adams just wants to know, does anyone want any fireworks really down up the north? He'll buy them for you. So we're coming to the edge of St. Al's Park. Spooked the fuck out of me. I was waiting for you. I thought you were trying to bring me into the big forest. I was like, Jesus Christ. I want a homeless person to stab me. That's more what I was afraid of.
But here's a little thing. I was walking back from Fairview, and this was fucking 5 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
Bright out. I heard the sound of like someone pouring a drink, and I looked over, and in true, this is my kind of how I tell stories. I go, no, it couldn't be. It couldn't be. It couldn't be. There was loads of people at the bus stop, right? There was some L lad facing the opposite way to the way the bus was coming. Bus was coming any second. Just gone for a piss on the bin. Just in public, like, real busy road. Just pissing.
Well, you know, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. Fair use to him. I think, in fairness, like, he could have been, you know, pissed or alcoholic or whatever, but I think when you get to a certain age, you just really start giving a fuck about a lot of things.
Yeah.
That'd be you in a year's time.
Yeah. Already went through that phase. So, have you got any other... Oh, yeah, Mam was like... Mam watches all this stuff on mediums and all this stuff.
What?
And what? She was saying now, oh, I wouldn't say you'd be getting any ghosts tonight. You'd want to wait till Halloween. I was trying to explain that, like, if you do this before Halloween...
Well, within the rules of the paranormal, like, that is... That's right, like...
Yeah,
because that's when the, you know, the boundaries between the worlds are thinnest.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I remember hearing something like that, for one day only they can come back to Earth or something like that. Yeah.
This I heard about this book came out recently about some lad wrote about during the troubles in the 70s.
Yeah.
Some British intelligence officer, he started spreading all the stories about fucking like banshees and demons and stuff.
Oh shit, I was a storyteller about that. Yeah, sorry, go on.
And because he was trying to take advantage of the religious superstitions up the north.
Yeah.
And he was trying to make people think that the troubles were caused by
banshees and shit.
Yeah, all the supernatural stuff, and that they should stop fighting. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's
and
pretty good.
Some lad wrote a book about it. He did a lot of research.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back in the Yale streetlights.
So, the Battle of Clontarf was fought there around
really?
This area. We're in Clontarf, like, this is where the battle was. And I think it was fought over there in the park somewhere. They're like, we need to go to open space. We don't want to be doing a residential
I know, yeah.
Area.
Isn't it great, like, the Yale, like, hundreds of years ago, the Yale, the huge fights, you'd find, right, we'll get a big Yale space.
Yeah.
Fight there.
It's never like. Stupid to conquer, like.
No, they never, like, just turn up at someone's gaff.
Yeah.
Are you dressing up? We should have dressed up actually today.
Apparently I'm going to a school party, so I'm going to dress up as a schoolboy or something, I don't know.
A school party.
Well, anyway, the point is, right, Brian Brew, this is in the Battle of the Clontarf. If anyone doesn't know about Brian Brew, I can't help you because I know fuck all.
Well, he was the High King of Ireland at one stage.
Yeah.
Battle of Clontarf, the year 1014.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting Vikings.
You're just amazing with dates and stuff.
I know bits of a lot of stuff, so it makes you seem like you know a lot of stuff.
But basically, the night before the Battle of the Clontarf, a banshee appeared to him. And a banshee is like something to do with like they appear the night before someone dies or something, like a signal of death or something. So yeah, he knew the night before that he was going to die the next day. Die the next day and lose the fight, yeah.
Why did they lose?
They lost, as far as I know, yeah. I think someone stabbed them in a tent with a Viking or something. I don't know.
I thought they beat the Yale Vikings.
But that's another... And it was happened there on the seafront. It was in a gaff called Kinkora Lodge or something.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just read it on the internet just there before I left the house. Like.
Yeah, isn't that the thing with banshees that they're supposed to appear? They're supposed to appear and... They're these like ghostly demon women.
Yeah.
And they appear and they scream out when just before someone's gonna die.
Look out, JK, it's too late. AFK.
No, but
yeah.
I mean, there's a Rubber Bandits bit about where he's talking about how his granddad's lived for years, because every time the banshee appears, he's just shifting her. And so his granddad's like 108, like,
cause
every time she's gonna die, the banshee turns up to start shifting.
Here, we should tell Halloween stories, as in stuff that happened to us. I remember one year I was getting way too old to go on trick or treat. So
how old
me,
is that?
I'd say we were like 12, and you had to be
that
like,
is old, yeah.
You said you had to be 9 at the time. But I wanted to go with my mates because I'm a cousin or whatever. So me and my other mate dressed up as trees. We just got a branch and we were just like, we're a tree. And, oh, do you remember this about going trick-or-treating? You'd always avoid the houses that gave you nuts and stuff, and you'd always go to the houses that you knew they wouldn't have anything, so they'd have to give you money. That was
I remember people giving money, like...
Yeah.
Do you ever get people to tell you to fuck off?
No, not tonight. Come again next year. Every year. Nah, come again next year. We'll do something next year. What was your trick-or-treating experience like with your mates around the road? I remember I was trick-or-treating and my sister got sick. Like, just started puking because she was getting real nauseous or something because the sound of the fireworks and stuff. She couldn't handle it. I think she's 5 years older than me, so I was probably six.
And you're probably what?
I was possible. Like, am I supposed to be doing that as well? Like, what's going on? But yeah, how were your experiences?
I'm trying to think of any anecdotes. I just look at the quality of sweets you get nowadays is way better. Like, you'd be going around getting sweets in the old days, and if you got, like, an official Mars bar, you'd be like, what the fuck? Because most of the sweets you get were, like, super cheap.
Yeah.
And lollipops. But now, if you look at the sweets they get for Halloween, they're fucking... You get, like, real top shelf.
Serious highs off them.
Yeah.
They're not fucking around with oranges anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. You get a few apples and oranges, you're like, fuck that. Yeah. They're all monkey nuts. Who eats them?
I remember people used to have these disgusting costumes, like when you're fucking five, and like some of the girls would have like a pea cell taped to their face and they'd say it was a wart, and they're like, ooh, touch it, and you're like, ooh, no, it's a wart, ooh. It's real gross.
That's ridiculous. I never.
Yeah. And do you ever get that? You gotta knock door to door and they're like, no, you gotta do a trial or whatever to get a bit sweet.
Yeah.
And you put your hand in like cold. Fucking spaghetti, and they tell you it's brains, and you're freaking out.
I never got that, but like, you go trick or treat some places, and they'd be like, alright, show us fucking trick then.
Yeah.
And you're like, I remember once I used to tell Nell rhyme.
Yeah? Give me sweets or I'll start a crime.
Yeah. That's not a bad rhyme. Yeah, but you just, people would look for an old trick, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get people who would come up to the door. Who would be dying to show the old trick.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, here you go, this is sweet. Yeah. Like, no, I want to show this.
Yeah. And have you got a trick? No, I was just fucking sweets, love.
No, what I say the other way around, like, someone's like, I want
it. But that's it, there's always one cunt, though. And they're like, if none of you have a trick, you're grand. But if one guy goes forward, they expect tricks off all of you. And you all have to fucking do something.
It's
a fucking mess.
It's mad nowadays, though. Everyone, I just want to give people an old, now the audio visual
yeah,
we're going down some road in Clontarf at the moment.
Yeah,
yeah, and all the lads with bangers have gone.
Yeah, there's lads, there's kids with bangers just running around.
A lot of lads out soon, and we saw a bunch of lads, I don't know, will this be used in court, but we saw a bunch of lads trying to break into their school.
Oh yeah, one of them had fucking crutches and what they gonna do about that?
They're like, you keep watch.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, there's actually a deadly gap here, and it has a whole lot of gravestones in the front garden. And they're there all year long. It's a very sad story. But
I want to be buried in my front garden.
Yeah, I fucking would as well. Like. Don't be getting on more, but I'd rather be fucking in a fucking ditch than go through the whole religious ceremony, just because, like, it's just raping you for fucking dosh, isn't it? Your poor family, you're grieving.
I thought you said they're raping the corpse.
Did you hear that Louis C.K. bit where he's like, I want to donate my body to, like, just fucking sex offenders, and you can do whatever you want. You can stick like your dick in my eye socket, do whatever the fuck you want, because it would keep down like crime and stuff and all this stuff. So it's insane. Oh, I have one here actually. This is a ghost story close to here.
Yeah, go on.
Alright, so this is sorry, I might actually have to stop and talk for this one.
It's okay.
So where are we now?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Oh, well, that's where I used to do guitar lessons. That's where I first started doing guitar. Up on Lasgow.
No, I'm just trying to give the listeners Sea Park.
It's not all that you see, right? Yeah, we're on Sea Park.
Clontarf.
We're possibly walking to a chipper. Who knows? All right. So there's maybe I'll just read it. I was looking at boards for ghost stories, right? So I'm just going to read it anyway. It says here, this is in Marino, which is kind of near here, which you could possibly go to, but I'm not arsed. Okay.
I'm not walking
here,
to Marino.
All right. Here goes. There is a statue of Mary beside a church in Northside, Dublin. I think it was Marino Church, or it could be in Clontarf. All the ghost stories are this vague, by the way, on the internet. Anyway, they say
Kenny trying to give an excuse.
Yeah. The statue used to be in a standard praying pose when it was enchanted for a few decades. Enchanted a few decades back. However, 15 years ago, the hands of the statue appear to have changed position. Ooh, they are now in a zombie-like, orchestrated limp arms, limp
just do the wrists. Just do the old air keyboard.
Yeah, position with fingers pointing toward the ground. The face is, I can't even read it, but it just goes on about how the statue is now a zombie rather than being a praying Mary. And the next,
what board is that?
It's on boards.ie. Oh, and the next comment is, no, any photos before and after? But it's like, it was like, this may have happened 15 years ago, and it was either this place or this other place, which I kind of, is like, it doesn't, there's a lot of churches in Pontarf and Marino and everywhere in between.
It's Church City, man.
Yeah, just like, do you hear about that? Apparently the Americans have realised that only 15% of Irish people are going to church. They're going to start opening a load of churches here to pick up all the business.
What?
Yeah, they want to bring religion back. They see like gap in the market.
Jesus
tonight.
Jesus.
Yeah, but me and Ross were doing research for this podcast, and we came up a lot of just stuff being like, my mom kind of told me this thing, but I can't remember if it was.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I thought I'd come across, like, there is, I found a website for like haunted sites in Ireland, but there'd be like 20 like good ghost stories with loads of bullet points and stuff, but most ghost stories in Ireland and most haunted sites is just like mainly just made up shit and rumours and just like exaggerated stuff people heard.
The first we're going out with the woman for a few years, and the first year we were going out, was trying to impress her and all that. So we decided to go on this haunted it's like Gillen Castle or something. Anyway, it's a bit far away from Dublin, and
sure.
Yeah, and it's a bit where like people dress up and they jump out and you go and all this stuff, right? So we're chuffed. I don't think we actually dressed up, but we're driving anyway. And
you just ran over.
I really didn't want to go. Like, I really didn't want to go because I get real spooked out by all.
Yeah, you don't want to be jumping in front of the woman.
Yeah, like I was still trying to impress her. Like, I was still like, we're kind of like, are we going out? We're not going out.
It was about 6 years in, like.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the fucking car broke down and we're stuck there. We had to get towed back and we're on the road for fucking ages. But I was secretly so chuffed. She doesn't know this to this day. I was so fucking chuffed we didn't go. She's listening to this right now going, what a fucking dry shite. But I was so chuffed. Rest in peace for the old car, like, but I was so delighted that we didn't have to go to that fucking thing.
I love that idea. Shout out for the car.
Yeah. Do you remember that stuff where like he was like, now hold your hands behind your back and stick your face in this bowl and try to get the apple out?
It's just like
horror stories.
It's just like try waterboard yourself.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
The one I thought was really fucked up was like, do you ever see people put money in the water?
No.
But I saw someone.
Oh, like 2 euro or something.
No, well, just coins, like, and you have to bob for that instead of bobbing for apples.
Oh, that was so much better. Yeah, I remember that.
It's really dodgy, like.
It is, yeah.
That's more, like, inclined to drown.
Yeah. Fucking gas. And it was like I remember popcorn strings. It was like people got, like, a pin and needle and tied up all this popcorn.
And you shove down your jocks or something.
Halloween was fucking mental when you were a kid. Oh, do you fucking remember? I dressed up as fucking Darth Maul in fucking primary school. It was all like, now kids, you can go to the bathroom and get changed into your fucking Halloween costumes and all
that
stuff.
But like, if you do the math with Darth Maul, you must have been about 10 or 11.
Yeah, I was fucking loving it. I saw that film with my nan. She was so bored.
When you see that film at that age, it's fucking the best film.
Oh, it was the best when you're that age, yeah, because it's aimed at kids.
Oh man, excited. See the new Star Wars trailer?
Mm-hmm.
See the new Star Wars trailer?
Yeah.
I know you have a thing with Disney and all, but
get over it.
you could give them. The thing with Star Wars is, I realise, is the only people that are into it really are people who were young in 1977 when it first came out, or people who were young when it was re-released. yeah. in the 90s. Anyone in between, it's just like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, you got someone like Ross O'Connor's like, well, I don't care about Sarah.
Yeah.
Because, like, people who missed either the original release or the re-release.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty good. What's going on? Black lads in it. All sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
People are saying that that could be Lana Calrissian's son. I think, why? Just because he's black.
Who's Lana Calrissian?
He's in there. He's a lad with the moustache. He...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gave Millennium Falcon to...
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to be mad cheesy and I'm going to dedicate this whole Halloween special podcast to Tommy McConville and Grania, who are getting married. They're our mates and they're getting married next month.
Do they even listen to it?
Of course they listen to it. It's a Boom Showcast. But yeah, fair play,
lads.
That'd
be amazing if they did.
It's just mental when there's a lads who are breaking the school. It's just mad when two of your mates get married to each other. It's like, does it cancel out? You're still mates with the two of them or not mates with
like, do they disappear or like...
That's it, yeah. Because normally, like, when your mate gets married, you don't see them ever again. And then they have a kid, and then they have an excuse. Well, they think they have an excuse to never see you again.
Well, a lot of my mates have girlfriends, I just never see them again. It's that as well.
Yeah, but fair play to you.
Fair play. If he's legally now, they can adopt any of us.
Couldn't
adopt us as their children.
Maybe adopt Flood.
Can you imagine? He'd be a nuisance around the house.
Yeah, actually.
Have you done your chores yet, Dave? What? Okay, so we're coming back to Tough Lip Studios.
Yep.
We're on the way back.
We are fucking destroyed. We're so wrecked after all the emotions we've experienced.
A lot of emotions, a lot of walking.
We've been on the road for a good hour and a half or so, just walking.
As I said, I was mainly afraid of getting attacked by homeless lads.
Yeah.
Or just lads drinking. So, but that didn't happen. But I'm tired after 10 seconds. Because I'm not afraid of ghosts. Like, you know, I'm not afraid.
Fit for bed.
What?
Fit for bed. I'm fit for bed now.
Anyway, so that was I'm calling this the Boomchild Halloween Spooktacular.
Oh, that's really good.
Instead of spectacular.
Yeah. There's two bits of lol that we had there. There was one story of me walking home after a night out, and I was standing outside this car that was like bopping up and down, and it was all like frosted windows.
Just that road up there,
yeah,
by the rugby club.
And I was just like, is there something wrong with this car? Like, I was a bit hammered or whatever. And I realised that there was people having sex in the car, and I was just standing outside watching them, but I couldn't see. And then I was like, oh, I better get out of here quick.
As I was saying, just roll the window down a bit, I want to steam up. Everyone can see in. Anyway, so we'll sign off. Who knows what the podcast will be next week? It could be back in the studio talking to two lads.
Could be.
Could be out about again. Could be doing more field reporting.
Field reporting, that's very good.
Reporting in fields. But yeah, so have a good Halloween, everyone. I hope you don't dress up with something shite, like. A bit of effort.
Yeah. And we're hopefully...
And no more lads in revealing costumes. Yeah.
Hopefully in the future we're going to do a driving podcast. So let us know where you want us to... A destination or something.
Someone's like, you drive off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, that's not the attitude.
That's your dad saying it.
Like, oh. Anyway, so that was the Halloween spectacular. We went ghost hunting. We didn't find one ghost. But there's always next year.
Yeah.
So... so we are...
Boomchild.
And
so are
Woo! Woo! It's a ghost.